You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Spend right. In some locations, and you can do some unique off-the-beaten-path trips and really see the countryside like a native, you know, and The people are very friendly. Everyone speaks English. You don't have to worry about talking and communicating, you know.
Yep.
It's there. And it's a lot of surprises because it's a different, it's not a rush of, like, say, a Rome and Florence and Venice. It's a very laid-back atmosphere, and it's a slowing part of Europe, you know. And a lot of people take the bike tours you can do the cooking tours, and you can really get an ambiance. You can do bed and breakfasts and really... or stay on the farms. They have some locations where you can stay at a farm.
Right.
And be in a working farm. But a lot of people don't take the time. They just want to do the cities.
Yeah.
But it's a bay. It's Lake Como is a nice place to go to discover yourself. You know, it's not a lot of locations that a lot of people know about. But summers are hot. That's the high season, and you got the high rates. Spring and fall are pleasantly mild. May can be a little rainier, you know.
Right.
They have a lot of festivals, Intramosto. September and October is where a lot of salami cheeses, roasted chestnuts, the wines, that's where everything is starting to be produced and you know, and stay. Villa d'Este is one of the big places not to go. It was built in 1568. It was the residence of a cardinal and is now the leading role in getting high-profile properties, you know, so they get a lot of people there who are famous to come. It's a luxury hotel since 1873.
Wow.
So, like, it's the mainstay sitting out there on the lake that people want to go, you know? Mm-hmm. But you can also go to the, there's a little island in Lake Como called Locano della Sotto Comanchina.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say.
Yeah, it's dinners are tucked there. They have a, you can go there for dinner. They have a lot of nice places, even El Gato Nero, which means the black cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a region for, you know, different dishes with risotto and duck and stuff like that.
Mm.
You can also go and another place called Corrado de Platani, which does the fish from the lake, which is perch.
Okay.
You know, so it's one of the oldest eatery family-run locations and has the largest traditional cellar in the region. So it's specializes in fresh lake fish and Italian wine. So it's a 19th century garden villa in the town of Como, and it's just one of those places. There's so many old places there that have been. A woodland chalet called La Scanciana. It overlooks both the branches of the lake. So because the lake does split.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been up there at all.
No, I have not.
Como is like the bottom, the town of Como is down at the bottom on the left side of the lake. And you travel up to Tremezzo or Mengiano and Mezzanlino. And that's like the left side of the lake. And then Bellagio, Mandallo dell'Areo, and Lecco is on the right side of the branches of coming into the lake. And then in the middle of the lake is where it is, okay? But Tremezzo has the Villa Carlolita. And it's neoclassical sculptures. It's Romantic history.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wedding gift from Princess Mariana of the Netherlands to her daughter, the Prussian Princess Charlotte. So that's their location when their family, the background of that. So, you got a lot of things.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, history. I mean,
history and what I love is the rural kind of setting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, well, it's known for the Alps. The tallest peak is 15,000 feet high.
Right.
On the Swiss side of the Italian border, there are 10 summits of the Monte Rosa Massif. The tallest peak in the Alps is Mont Blanc. Mm-hmm. And I can remember flying over it and having no snow on it.
Right.
You know, because it was warm. And we've had a very warm summer in Europe. I don't know what they're getting now after what we've been having, you know. And Mont Blanc is actually in France, but it's right on the plateau, which borders the bulk of the Haut, you know.
Yep.
And then the Rhine, that's what I was telling you about, where people take, they navigate to the North Sea or back and forth. That's the main inland waterway that supplies, supplies to the country.
Sure.
And a lot of people take these barge cruises. Well, the barges are also used for supplies.
Well,
that's how they used to get their stuff there.
Yep.
So, yeah. Cool. So it's a neutrality country. It's independent from the 1800s. And so predominantly Roman Catholic, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so Zurich's is the largest capital, but Bern is the capital. So they go by the Swiss franc.
Swiss franc. All right. How do people get in touch with you to do that one?
Oh, anytime. You can call me at 908-238-9935. Mm-hmm. Anybody wanting to do a ski vacation, that's the place to go.
There you
go. Yeah.
You can even do that in the summer, right? Almost.
You can do it anytime. If there's snow on those Alps, you can go anytime.
Excellent.
Yes.
Very
cool. They swim with their bathing suits on.
We'll have to talk about the trains through there as well.
Yeah, and the trams to go up there. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a mountainous plateau. It's got the, you know, Geneva, Constance, and Maggiore are the largest lakes. They straddle the French, the German, Austrian, and the Italian border. So you can go to all these countries in a matter of hours.
Excellent.
And plan it and go around. And, you know, we don't get to talk about Europe too often.
No. Very good.
Yeah.
Appreciate it as always, Ms. Lane.
You're always I hope to help.
You're always a fountain of information. So we'll.
And they want to plan a trip now to go overseas. This is the time of the year to do it.
Okay.
You know, the dollar right now is very strong.
Good
for Europe.
So you,
yeah,
so you'll going, you'll get a bargain.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Too. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye
bye. Diane Lane, D&L Travel. Give her a call to plan your trip to Switzerland. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
One second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Everyone is searching for that perfect gift. Is it the half-off sale across town? Or maybe that store that opens at 5 a.m.? When you give from the heart, the answer's simple.
On the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. There's been another drone sighting near a New York City airport.
This time it was a passenger who spotted the drone. He saw it as his American Airlines flight.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And full-service color copying and printing online and in-store ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
U.S. and Russian military officials have reached an agreement to reduce the risk of conflicts in the skies over Syria. They carry out separate airstrikes.
The issue came up after Russia began bombing targets inside of Syria in support of the government in Damascus, claiming they were targeting Islamic terrorists. But many say they've been hitting American-backed Syrian rebels. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the agreement should avoid a confrontation.
There's a series of protocols in place that effectively are intended to avoid any sort of risk of a mid-air incident between our air crews and Russian air crews.
The agreement includes specific safety protocols for air crews to follow, including specific communication frequencies to avoid troubles for aircraft operating in Syrian airspace. I'm John Clemens.
Syria and Russia confirmed that their leaders met in Moscow yesterday. With a deadly conflict raging at home, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad paid what's described as a working visit for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The American Cancer Society is adjusting its recommendations when it comes to women getting mammograms. The organization says women should get annual mammograms starting at age 45 instead of the previous recommendation of 40. Dr. Christine Ritzk, a surgeon at Stony Brook University's Carol M. Baldwin Breast Care Center, says that's really confusing to a lot of people.
We have the American Cancer Society now suggesting mammograms at 45, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists recommending it at 40. So there are many mixed messages.
Once women reach the age of 55, the American Cancer Society says they should get mammograms every other year. The guidelines say women should continue getting mammograms as long as they're healthy or until their life expectancy falls below 10 years. Dr. Christine Ritzk says it should be easier if experts were on the same page about when women should undergo a mammogram.
I think this is a really confusing and dangerous message that we're sending women and their healthcare providers. We have three different groups now saying three different things. We have the task force suggesting mammograms at 50. We have the American Cancer Society now suggesting mammograms at 45. And, of course, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists recommending it at 40.
Scientists now believe every living dog has a common ancestor that lived in Central Asia some 15,000 years ago. A new study done by Cornell scientists sampled DNA from dogs in 38 different countries and paired the findings with fossil records. Researchers enacted the same techniques that were used to pinpoint human origins to East Africa. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingTimber.com. Little Pet Shop Boys. It's funny, I think I remember hearing some country singer. I don't know. What's his name? Alright, we are looking at listening to history. We gotta get to history. Let's find out what's going on. For history from history.com for October 21st, 2015. We start off with our lead story. It took place in 1959 on this day. New York City's Fifth Avenue, thousands of people line up outside, bizarrely shaped white concrete building that resembled a giant upside-down cupcake. It was opening day at the new Guggenheim Museum, home to one of the world's top collections of contemporary art. In 1779, the Continental Congress of the United States elects former Congressman Henry Laurens, minister to Holland on this day. Laurens' first and most crucial duty as the new minister was to negotiate an alliance with Holland, which he did in 1780. In 1929, on this day, the 50th birthday of the incandescent light bulb, Henry Ford throws a big party to celebrate the dedication of his new Thomas Edison Institute in Dearborn, Michigan. Everybody who was anybody was there. John D. Rockefeller Jr., Charles Schwab, Otto H. Kahn, Walter Chrysler, Marie Curie, Will Rogers, President Herbert Hoover, and of course the guest of honor, Thomas Edison himself. At the time, the Edison Institute was still relatively small. It consisted of just two buildings, both of which Henry Ford had moved from Menlo Park, New Jersey, and reconstructed to look just like they had in 1879. Edison's laboratory and the boarding house where he had lived while he perfected the invention, and by the time the Institute opened to the public in 1933, however, it had grown much more elaborate, and today the Henry Ford Museum, renamed after Ford's death in 1947, is one of the largest and best-known museums in the country. In 1967, in Washington, D.C., nearly 100,000 people gathered to protest the American war in Vietnam. More than 50,000 of the protesters marched to the Pentagon to ask for an end to the conflict. The protest was the most dramatic sign of waning U.S. support for President Lyndon Johnson's war in Vietnam. Polls taken in the summer of 1967 revealed that, for the first time, American support for the war had fallen below 50%. 1910, a massive explosion destroys the Los Angeles Times building in the city's downtown area, killing 21 and injuring many more. Since Los Angeles Times publisher Harrison Otis, a virulent opponent of unions, believed that the bomb was directed at him, he hired the nation's premier private detective, William J. Burns, to crack the case. In addition to printing numerous editorials against unions, Otis has the leader of the Merchants and Manufacturing Association, a powerful group of business owners with extensive political connections. In 2014, on this day, South Africa's Oscar Pistorius, the first double amputee winner and runner to compete at the Olympics, is sentenced to 5 years behind bars after being found guilty of culpable homicide, the equivalent of manslaughter. In February of 2013, death of his girlfriend and 29-year-old Reva Steenkamp, the world-famous track star, admitted to fatally shooting Steenkamp, a model and law graduate, at his home in Pretoria, South Africa, but claimed he mistook her for an intruder. And ironically, I guess because it happens to be the anniversary of that guilty plea, was just in the news that Oscar was moved from a prison to house arrest. In 1966, on this day, an avalanche of mud and rocks buries a school in Aberfan, Wales, killing 148 people, mostly young students. The elementary school was located below a hill while a mining operation dumped its waste. In 1797, the USS Constitution, a 44-gun U.S. Navy frigate built in to fight Barbary pirates off the coast of Tripoli, is launched in Boston Harbor. The vessel performed commendably during the Barbary conflicts, and in 1805 a peace treaty with Tripoli was signed on the Constitution's deck. 1959, Dwight D. Eisenhower, our president at the time, signs an executive order transferring the brilliant rocket designer of Wernher von Braun and his team from the U.S. Army to the newly created National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Von Braun, the mastermind of the U.S. space program, had developed the lethal V-2 rocket for Nazi Germany during World War II. 1988, on this day, Mystic Pizza, a romantic comedy starring Julia Roberts, Annabeth Gish, and Lily Taylor, is three young women who work at a pizza parlor in Mystic, Connecticut, opens in theaters. The then unknown Roberts played Daisy Arroyo, a feisty, wild child waitress from a working-class family of Portuguese descent who gets swept off her feet by a rich man. Mystic Pizza was featured, also featured Vincent D'Onofrio, Adam Stork, and William R. Moses. Matt Damon made his big screen debut in this film as Steamer, the younger brother of Daisy's wealthy suitor, Stork. Less than 2 years after Mystic Pizza was released, Roberts would skyrocket to international fame when she appeared in the 1990 blockbuster Pretty Woman. 1921, on this day, President Warren G. Harding delivers a speech to Alabama in which he condemns lynchings, which are illegal hangings committed primarily by white supremacists against African Americans in the Deep South. And in sports on this day, yeah, we're in October, and it happens to be World Series time and playoff time. 1975, on this day, Boston Red Sox catcher Carlton Fisk hits a homer off the left field foul pole to beat the Cincinnati Reds in the sixth game of the World Series. The Sox went on to lose that championship, of course, still even 30 years later. The films and photos of Fisk urgently trying to wave that ball into fair territory provided some of the game's most enduring and exciting images. As team president Larry Lucino pointed out, quote, "the appeal of baseball at its best was illustrated that night," unquote. That is Today in History from History.com for October 21st, 2015. We move on to talk about other things that are taking place in and around Hunterdon County, and one of the things that we'd like to talk about is artist Dan Campanelli. Now, you might have heard that name previously, as artist Dan Campanelli had created the print that was for the Hunterdon 300th. Well, he's at it again. He donated prints for an art raffle fundraiser for North Hunterdon High School. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reported yesterday that the North Hunterdon Education Foundation is raffling off three framed, signed prints graciously donated by renowned artist Dan Campanelli. Tickets are $20 each for three chances to win, and tickets may be purchased online at nhhsfoundation.org, at Charlie's Bootery, 40 Main Street, Clinton, and through any North Hunterdon Education Foundation trustee, or by calling 908-410-4948. The prints, with a value of more than $2,000, are all depictions of historical landmarks or scenes unique to Hunterdon County. Summer in the Valley is a limited edition, signed and numbered Glissé G. Clay print. It depicts the Isaac Potts House, listed on the State and National Register of Historic Landmarks. The house is located at Washington's headquarters in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. This print is quite rare since it's no longer being published and there were only a small number of G. Clay copies ever made. Dickens Days is a limited edition artist proof, signed and numbered, and an image taken from a popular location in Clinton, New Jersey. Dan Campanelli chose to paint New Jersey's best-known historic landmark, the Red Mill in Clinton, along with the Hunterdon Art Museum, in a scene that shows both buildings along the South Branch River during Clinton's most popular event, Dickens Days. And the final print, Lilacs, an open edition print autographed by the artist, is an image of a home in Hunterdon County circa 1754, which is listed in the State National Register of Historic Places. With the generous donations of these three prints to the North Hunterdon Education Foundation, Dan and his wife Marty continue to show their support for not only students, but for the community at large. The Campanellis feel strongly about the importance of education, and Dan notes that, quote, "helping high school students focus on the right college and career path is an admirable cause. Hunterdon students need all the help they can get to give them the edge in today's difficult job market." As with all funds that North Hunterdon Education Foundation raises, money raised from this raffle will go directly to supporting the mission of North Hunterdon Education Foundation. The Campanelli, Dan Campanelli, has been a nationally recognized artist for more than 40 years. and prints of his watercolor paintings have been available for almost 30. Published by the New York Graphic Society, Frames Plus Inc., and other companies, prints can be found in galleries, frame shops, and on the internet. His first published print in 1986 won recognition as the top-selling print for almost 5 years. His original paintings of historic dwellings, grist mills, barns, and other landmarks are well represented in public, corporate, and private collections throughout the United States. To see copies of the prints, purchase a ticket, or for more information on the North Hunterdon Education Foundation, visit www.nhhsfoundation.org. The drawing will take place on December 8th. Just amazing that you always hear the same names popping up every time when somebody's looking to help out. And there it is. We have Mr. Campanelli and his wife, Marty, helping out yet again. And I'm sure that the NHHS Foundation is grateful. We got more folks. How about the volunteers from HealthQuest to help repair walking trails in Morales Park? The staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 19th that a volunteer group from HealthQuest making repairs to the walk trails in Morales Park on October 16th. HealthQuest is grateful for the opportunity to give back to the community through their many donation efforts, but also by rolling up their sleeves and getting their hands dirty for a good cause. They were happy to help maintain the walk trails in Morales Park Reserve and hope to inspire others to find a small way to give of their time and talents to help the local public parks so that future generations can continue to enjoy them. So, folks making a difference, giving a little community effort to help us out. Oh, the horror! Well, we're getting close to Halloween. How about Dracula at the Ballet? Well, Inside Jersey staff reports that Fear, Rage, and Passion all will be part of the Roxy Ballet production of Brian Stoker's Dracula at the Canal Studios Theater in Lambertville. The famed horror story of the vampire Dracula and the havoc he wreaks in 18th century England is told through dance, music, and spoken work at this show, which includes original ballet choreography. The performances are October 23rd at 6 and 8, October 24th at 4 and 7, October 25th at 2 and 4, and October 30th at 6 and 8. You can also go at Halloween at 4 and 7 p.m., November 1st at 2 and 4. The theater, it is located at 243 North Union Street. Tickets are $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Call 609-397-7616 or visit roxyballet.org. Very cool. We got other things to talk about, to do at pumpkin time. Well, we can bring those to you as well, but we're going to take a quick break now, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamber.com in just a few minutes. I believe it's Mr. Dizzy Gillespie's birthday, so we'll end with that.
Invite you to visit us at the haunted village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the Red Mill Haunted Village.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterton County. The 27th annual Hunterton County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterton Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Other things to talk about. We were finishing up there some Halloween activities, so let's catch you back up to that. We talked about Dracula at the ballet. Well, how about time for tea? Well, Tea Traditions from Around the World explores tea customs and rituals celebrated from China to Russia to the British Isles. The October 22nd event from 1 to 3 p.m. will be hosted at the Macaulay Heritage Center of Georgian Court University in Lakewood. Participants will learn how various cultures enjoy tea time and will be served tea, light refreshments, tea accessories, including a Russian samovar circa 1900, Chinese gong, fuzi tea set, and a Turkish teapot and Tibetan tea bowl will be on display. The cost is $20. Reservations are required. Georgian Court University is located at 900 Lakewood Avenue. Give them a call at 732-973-2263 or go to georgian.edu. How about carving a pumpkin and decorate it on October 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Montclair Art Museum? The cost is $25 for non-members, $20 for members. Pumpkins, art supplies, and tools provided. Parent or guardian must accompany the children. Visit montclairartmuseum.org. And how about Jersey horror punk veterans, Misfits, ramp up the Halloween season on October 24th, the show is at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, starlandballroom.com. All rock warrior style, check out Young the Giant on October 24th at Wellmont Theater in Montclair. The California band is touring in support of its 2014 release, Mind Over Matter. Go to wellmont.theater to find out more. So that article seems to be covering a lot of different music events. We move over to the college. That would be Raritan Valley Community College. The staff over there at NJ Advanced Media says that Raritan Valley Community College presents annual juried exhibition. Raritan Valley Community College's Visual and Performing Arts Department will present the 12th annual RVCC Art Students Juried Exhibition. It's going to start on November 6th going to the 24th in the Art Gallery at the college's Branchburg campus. The exhibition is being coordinated by the RVCC faculty member and Art Gallery coordinator Darren McManus. The guest juror for this year's exhibition is Bruce Dennert, ceramic artist and head of the ceramics department at Peters Valley Craft Center in Layton. Artwork completed by RVC students in the college's visual and performing arts department during the past year since the fall of 2014 semester will be featured in the juried show. The artwork will include a wide variety of media, including ceramics, painting, drawing, sculpture, graphic design, multimedia, photography, illustration, interior design, video, and printmaking. Each student was permitted to submit up to 3 pieces of artwork for consideration. Guest juror Dennert will evaluate all the entries and make the final selection for the exhibition, including the award winners. An opening reception and awards ceremony will be held on Friday, November 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. Refreshments will be served. Dennert completed his undergraduate degree in creative writing from the University of Montana and received an MFA in ceramic sculpture from Alfred University. He has taught in numerous institutions, including Hunter College, Parsons School of Design, School of Art in New Zealand, University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth, and the University of Malaysia on the island of Borneo. Dennert was worked in many collections, including the White House in Washington, D.C., his Dows Museum, the Dows Museum, Crocker Museum, and the Yixing Museum of Ceramic Art in China. A 3-time Fletcher Challenge Award winner, he received the Premier Prize in Works on Paper from the Carnegie Foundation, was a finalist at the Robert Wood Johnson International Figurative Competition, and is a New Jersey State Council on the Arts Fellowship recipient. Dennert has continued to write throughout his career and has numerous articles, books, forwards, and catalog essays published. His book, Simon Leach's Pottery Handbook, from Abrams Publishing, was a bestseller. He was recently elected to the International Academy of Ceramics. Gallery hours for the RVCC Art Students Juried Exhibition are Mondays, 3 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 3, Wednesdays, 3 to 8, Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 6, and Fridays, 1 to 4. The gallery will not be open on Friday, and November 6th until the opening reception. For further information, contact the Visual and Performing Arts Department at 908-218-8876 or visit the department's new online student gallery at rvccstudentgallery.weekly.com. Neat stuff. Lots of great stuff there, and enjoy the ability to see a juried art exhibition with some very fine exhibition right there. We are at another breaking point. We're going to do the news. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Ever care for you. USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continues to go after fellow GOP candidate Jeb Bush.
Jeb has had a very hard time. He's way down in the polls. He's doing very poorly. He's embarrassed by what's happening, so he has to attack me to try and get his numbers up.
Trump tells ABC's Good Morning America he doesn't think Bush's comments against him will help the former Florida governor. Trump says everybody, including Jeb, knows we don't need another Bush in the White House.
We've seen what happens. He understands that, and the voters understand that.
Congressman Paul Ryan says he'll run for Speaker of the House if his Republican colleagues agree to work together. After a closed-door meeting with House Republicans, Ryan told reporters he'll consider replacing outgoing Speaker John Boehner if his colleagues agree to his conditions. The NYPD is in mourning today after an officer was fatally shot pursuing a bicycle thief. Police say 33-year-old Randolph Holder was responding to a report of a bicycle stolen at gunpoint. Holder pursued the suspect and was shot during an exchange of gunfire. The 5-year veteran died later at Harlem Hospital. Police say the shooter is in custody. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-9411. That's 844-715-9411 or landmarkgold.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
A Democratic presidential candidate is dropping out of the race. More now from USA's Melody Burkett.
Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb is abandoning his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination.
This does not reduce in any way my concerns for the challenges facing our country, my belief that I can provide the best leadership in order to meet these challenges.
Webb remarked that political candidates are being pulled to ideological extremes and that doesn't serve most Americans. Webb barely registered in national polls and complained several times about not getting enough time to speak in last week's Democratic debate. He's a Vietnam War veteran who served one term in the Senate. I'm Melody Burkett.
Former game show host Bob Barker is recovering at home after hitting his head in a nasty fall. TMZ says the 91-year-old Price is Right star was taking a walk near his Hollywood Hills home yesterday when he tripped and fell. Luckily, LAPD were in the neighborhood, and they saw Barker fall, administered first aid until paramedics arrived. This is USA Headline News.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
The NCAA is putting distance between itself and daily fantasy sports websites. The association says it will not be smoothing out differences with the controversial sites and will block out advertising for them during the men's and women's basketball tournaments in the spring. The NCAA is against daily fantasy sports contests that are based on college sports because it considers them a form of gambling. Today is Back to the Future Day. It's the day Marty McFly time-traveled forward in the 1989 film Back to the Future Part 2. The film made some bold predictions about what life would be like in the year 2015, with self-tying shoes, flying cars powered by fusion engines, and hoverboards. However, some of those dreams of the future are closer than you might think. Lexus has made a hoverboard that uses the power of magnetic levitation to keep skaters aloft on specially modified tracks. Nike has filed a patent for shoes with self-tying laces. Now, the film also predicted that the Chicago Cubs would win the 2015 World Series. The real-life Cubs have some work to do to make that happen as they try to come back from a 3-0 series deficit in the National League Championship Series against the Mets with Game 4 set for tonight. To mark the occasion of Back to the Future Day, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc Brown, has a message for fans of the film.
The future has finally arrived. Yes, it is different than we all thought. But don't worry. It just means your future hasn't been written yet. No one has. Your future is whatever you make it. So make it a good one.
Make it a good one, indeed. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It is time for 100 Chamber Radio Sports scores and calendar for our five regional high schools. We haven't been able to do this for a couple of days, so I'm going to catch you up on all the scores over the last couple of days. Let's see what happens with DelVal. 2-0 loss to Bernards in boys soccer. 6-0 loss to Bernards in girls soccer. And a 1-1 tie in field hockey. Girls volleyball 2-1 victory over Voorhees. That was all on the 15th. In football, DelVal was victorious 21-7. 3-0 shutout of Franklin in field hockey on the 20th. 400 in Central. 3-2 win against Hillsboro in girls soccer. South Hunterdon, they beat them 3-1 in field hockey. 2-0 shutout of Watchung Hills in volleyball. 3-0 shutout of Hillsboro in boys soccer. And against Mendham, a 2-0 victory over Mendham. On the 16th, they played Hillsboro in girls tennis. They beat them too, 3-2. In gymnastics, a loss, 101.2 to 103.6. South Brunswick takes it. Football, 20-7 victory at homecoming against Franklin. A 1-1 tie in boys soccer against Newton. 1-0 over Hackettstown in field hockey. 5-0 shutout of High Point in girls soccer. They faced Westfield on the 17th in volleyball and were victorious 2-0. North Hunterdon was played at field hockey, and the Central Devils beat them 4-1, and a 4-0 shutout of Pingree. So Central and DelVal both had very good weekends. North Hunterdon, 5-0 win against Somerville in tennis, 1-1 tie at Watchung Hills girls soccer. Against Seneca, a 99.1 to 95.4 win in gymnastics. Hillsboro came to visit and in volleyball, and North Hunterdon was victorious 2-0. Girls tennis, Franklin, they beat them 4-1. Football not so good, though. Linden was at a 35-0 shutout of North Hunterdon. 1-0 victory in girls soccer over Belvedere. 2-0 loss to Montgomery in field hockey on the 17th. A 4-1 loss to Central, we already knew that one, in field hockey. And a 3-2 loss to Phillipsburg in field hockey. South Hunterdon on Friday had a 3-1 loss to Central. A one in field hockey. A 1-0 win in boys soccer over Manville. Girls soccer, they also beat Manville 4-1. 34-7 loss to Roselle Park in football. 3-0 loss to Princeton Day in girls soccer. And a 1-0 victory over Belvedere in field hockey on the 19th. And we finish up with Voorhees. 6-2 was the score. Somerville takes it in girls soccer. 8-0 shutout of Somerville in field hockey. Against Somerville, a 1-0 win in boys soccer. Girls tennis, 4-1 win over Franklin. DelVal, well, they lost to DelVal in girls volleyball. That was a score of 2-1. Warren Hills also beat them 2-1. 24-17 win over Rahway in football. 2-0 loss to Bridgewater Raritan in girls volleyball. And a 2-0 win in volleyball against Colonia on the 20th. Here is this calendar for the next couple of days. On Wednesday, we have a cheerleading Skyland Conference at North Hunterdon. The gymnastics meet between Old Bridge and Central is changed to the 21st. We have Hillsboro going to be in Old Bridge, going to be at Central at 4:30 today. And in tennis, Central will be at Montgomery at 3:45. That was rescheduled from the 10th of September. On Thursday, we have cross-country Skyland Conference Championships. South Hunterdon will be there at Netterar County Park. That starts at 1 o'clock. Voorhees will be there as well. Field hockey game at 3:45. Voorhees is at Franklin. Warren Hills at North Hunterdon. DelVal at Somerville. And South Hunterdon at Bernards. Central will be at Bridgewater Raritan. On to boys soccer at 3:45. South Hunterdon's at North Plainfield. Voorhees is at Gil St. Bernard's. Immaculata travels to Del Valle at 5:30. And Franklin will be at North Hunterdon under the lights at 7. Girls soccer at 3:45. North Hunterdon's at Franklin. North Plainfield is at South Hunterdon. Delaware Valley will be at Immaculata. And Hunterdon Central will be at Watchung Hills at 3:45 for tennis. Sobel Central being at Watchung Hills at 4. A tennis match between Westmore Central and Central has been canceled. The Voorhees volleyball team will be at the Hunterdon Moore and Sussex tournament. And Madison will be at Hunterdon Central at 5:30. Friday Night Lights on October 23rd. Central will be at Phillipsburg. That's a tough matchup. South Hunterdon will be at Mount St. Mary Academy for 3:45 for field hockey. South Hunterdon will be at Manville at 7 p.m. for football. Cranford travels to Del Valle at 7 for football. Central's at Phillipsburg. North Hunterdon's at Watchung Hills for boys soccer at 3:45. The Central Ridge tennis match has been changed to the 20th, so it's already been played. Warren Hills is at Voorhees at 4 for girls volleyball, the Hunterdon Moore and Sussex tournament. Hackettstown will be at Del Valle at 4, and Sparta Vernon Township at Central at 4. And we'll finish up with Saturday sports tomorrow. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports scores and calendar for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with community info and all the things that you want to learn about to circle on your calendar. You are listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, ¿de dónde eres? En La Palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers. You don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Thank you.
back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter. Where it come? Kathy Young, 1,000 stars. Well, we got a lot of things to count here, and many of them happen to be events that are coming up. So let's get on over to community info and find out what's on our calendar. All right, let's see New Jersey's best Halloween decorations. You see them around your neighborhood at this time every fall. The house that goes overboard for Halloween. A strand of orange lights and a creepy spider aren't enough for some people. Motorized skeletons, creepy music, and homemade headstones hit the spot during Halloween season. If you will go overboard for October 31st or have seen a ghostly display nearby, NJ.com wants to see it. Post pics of New Jersey Halloween decor in comments and make sure you tell us where the New Jersey the picture is from. Or you can tweet your photo at NJ.com with the hashtag #JerseyWeen. We'll highlight the best decorations on NJ.com next week. Tickets go on sale for the 2016 Black Potato Festival. Festival is on October 23rd. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that the dates are set. It's July 13th to 17th, 2016. The Black Potato Festival will return for its 20th year at the Red Mill Museum Village in Clinton, the site it has been for all 20 years. Single-day tickets go on sale on Friday, October 23rd at 10 a.m., starting at the pre-sale price of $16 each, and the five-day pass will be available at $65. Eventually, the prices will be at least $25 a day and at least $110 for five-day pass. Five-day passes have been on sale to the mailing list and Facebook followers this week for $60 and are now open to the general public until the price change on Friday. Also, anyone that buys two or more five-day passes between now and Friday at 10 a.m. will receive two 2016 Black Potato Music Festival T-shirts and a free Black Potato Records release. Tickets are available at blackpotato.com. Don't forget the E. Moving on from there, we go on to Artesmia Trio to perform the chamber music at the Quakertown United Methodist Church on November 14th. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that the Artesmia Trio of New York City will perform works by Beethoven, Bach, and Tchaikovsky at 4 p.m. And on Saturday, at November 14th, at the Quakertown United Methodist Church, 1187 Croton Road in Quakertown. It's hosted by the Toshiko Takayatsu Studio Project, and the event is the fourth of its chamber music series. Admission is $20. Seating is open. Tickets may be purchased in advance at smarttix.com under the keywords Takezu or Artesmia, and will also be available at the door. The Artesmia Trio is composed of Stephen Graff, piano, Martha Kaplan of violin, and Roberto Cooper of cello. They are experienced and adventurous professionals who embody the highest standards in chamber music performance and interpretation. They have enthusiastically embraced the beautiful acoustics of historic Quakertown Church and have reveled in the musical give and take of forming a new trio for the series. All are trained at Juilliard School and have many years of experience playing in ensembles at the highest level. The September 20th concert will feature Joseph Haydn, trio in E minor, César Franck, violin sonata in A major, and Johann Brahms, trio in C. The Toshiko Takayatsu Studio Project is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It is located at 1177 Croton Road, nearly next door to the Quakertown United Methodist Church, and was the home and workplace of the renowned artist Toshiko Takayatsu. It continues as a functioning studio and artists' community under the guidance of Donald Fletcher, with the help of many Toshiko's past apprentices and students. The sponsorship of this chamber music series is one of the several programs undertaken to fulfill the studio's mission of preserving Toshiko's legacy as an artist and to attempt to hint at the breadth of her our interests and enthusiasm. Alexandria.